find a health club. I went one time. They always have a big giant guy showing you around. Oh, you're thinking of joining? Here, follow this guy. Hey, how you doing? Come with me. You know, I'm like hanging on his hand. I felt like a little monkey, you know? Where are we going, Thunder? I think the guy was messing with me. I think he was making up muscle names. This machine right here is for your flactoid. That's exactly why I'm here. He shows me how to work everything, and then he leaves, and I don't remember anything he said. And have you ever done this? Have you ever gotten into one of those things wrong, and there are other people waiting for you? I got into this one thing. I put my arms and my legs where I thought they were supposed to go, and I just start moving stuff around. This guy comes up. Hey, buddy, would you mind getting out of the painter's scaffolding? I'm sorry. I want to work out at home. My friend, he's showing me all his exercise equipment. He's got an exercise bike, a rowing machine, a stair master. And I said, none of them go anywhere. He goes, it's better for you. It's a resistance workout. So I'm not stupid. And I went home and I nailed my running shoes into the ground. 3 times a week for 20 minutes. You think that's silly? What about the thing they sell called the step? That thing amazes me. Not the ones that move, the one that you just step on it and step off. People are buying those. People are like sending away for them in the mail, you know? My step is coming in the mail today. You can't find a step somewhere in the house? Bing bong, it's here. And they run down the steps and get it. You would think it would be self-explanatory, but the thing comes with a videotape, you know? Here's some things you could do on the step. And you see some guy, you know, just jumping up and down. Man, I gotta get me one. Now you could do all that. I like working out, but I like when there's a game involved, you know? Like racquetball. But racquetball is the only sport where simultaneously you can be looking at the ball and it'll hit you in the back of the head at 90 miles an hour. I don't know how that happens. There's the ball. Boom! Just hit me in the back of the head. Boom! It happened again. I think that... No, that's not impossible. Now wear the goggles facing the other way. Okay, I ain't nobody's fool. Whenever I play racquetball, I always seem to play against somebody that knows how to land the serve somewhere where you never touch it. Is that fun for them? Okay, give me the ball. Brrr, 1-0. Give me the ball. Brrr, 53-0. And I'm just standing back there. Do I do anything? No? Okay. I'll be back here if you need me. I'm going to have some coffee or something. I'll be back here just standing, doing nothing.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I have a feeling that this is like the new viral reaction thing. You buy one of these shitty sodas from this dumb company, drink it, and have the reaction.
I think Royce and Sean were kind of bitching it up. You know,
yeah. Hey, fuck you, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, I am going to order you. I'm going to order. You know, you're not order. Fuck yeah, I'm going to order here. I'm going to order the entire six pack. And when we go to the live event, I'm going to have a nice and chill.
There we go.
So then we've
got. That's what I was getting at.
You fucking bitching it up, Mitch.
Yeah, that's how you enjoy it.
Yeah. Mitch, which one would you like?
I would like the ranch dressing or the buffalo. I think one of those two.
Ew. Okay, that's fine. Buffalo it is. Because does it taste like buffalo wings?
No, it tastes a buffalo.
Thank you, Dee, for posing.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero.
Italiano vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
everyone. Thanks for listening to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It is Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. We're just past 10 o'clock. Again, MoreLikeRadio.com/live. You're listening to the podcast. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
What up?
Marie Lopez.
How are we even allowed to play this?
Huh?
Oh, we're going to get flagged 100%.
We're going to flag that?
I don't want to bump Beyonce. I don't want to bum anybody out, but yeah, absolutely.
100%. Should you just start over the whole YouTube video?
No, it doesn't matter. Once it's up, you can't. It's weird.
Well,
the way
I'm saying, stop the broadcast and then restart.
Then I would start a new embed, and I would have to go to the More Like Radio login and change the embed code. It's not worth it. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I'm sorry, you guys.
That's okay.
It wasn't all long enough. You think? No.
It's on, still start, on. It's like it's literally still on right now.
Still on. You haven't even faded it out.
I figured once you start talking over isn't that part of the rules?
No, that's not how it's automated. No one's there sitting going, "Oh, they're talking over it." It's a machine.
Well, fuck it.
It's a machine.
If that's the case, then fuck it. Dance party. We're getting flagged anyways. Mitch is here as well.
Oh, hello.
And Sherry Doll.
Hi.
Number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us. If you would want to listen to a muted video, go to youtube.com/morelikeradio. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't even think about it.
Just stop playing it, please.
Okay.
There's a chance I might still be able to salvage it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Sorry, you made it seem like it was like dead in the water at that point. So.
No. You can use it. I'm looking on the YouTube.
You looked it up? Okay, good.
Oh, thank God.
We're good.
Wow, Beyonce
with
has a heart.
With how much I played or the fact that this isn't a licensed song?
Well, YouTube has these weird rules with their music. Some of it is they will take it down immediately. Others of it, they will automatically put like the whoever plays it, whatever. So
I guess
as
Beyonce's
long as you're
cool.
Not in Switzerland, you can watch this video.
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
There goes our Swiss market.
Cool.
Goddamn.
So, anyways, how is everybody?
I don't know. Trump, we're fine. How are you? You're the one that wasn't here. I feel great.
Yeah, I'll talk about it eventually. Right now, it's one of those things. But
one of those
One
of those 7 years things, or
no, not 7 years. Give me like 7 weeks.
Oh, I can wait that
until a severance check comes in.
Okay,
but anyways, so how are you guys dealing with this whole election thing?
Well, Mitch,
I know you guys you were live last week.
I have been told by three separate people, separately from each other, and this is the truth, and I'm exaggerating. I've been told I've never seen Royce so happy in his life, and I've been told that by separate people that don't even know each other. Because,
I told you that on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. Mitch is one of them. I've been told that by. My buddy Charlie Parker came over this week and he told me the same thing. He's like, dude, I've never seen you so happy. And I'm not happy that Trump won because I didn't want Trump to win. I knew I was
It's the content.
I knew I was gonna be happy no matter who won, but I am more happy because as Matt and Trey from South Park say, liberals were more fun to make fun of because it's so easy to make fun of conservatives, you know, because everybody does it. And seeing them,
Trump's an anomaly, though. You don't think?
Well, no, Trump is an anomaly, but I think, and we talked about it a little bit last week. But I think the Trump vote, yeah, sure, there was some sexist and racist, but I think the Trump vote was a fuck you vote. I think the Trump vote was
was a fuck you to the majority of the establishment.
The Republicans didn't like him either, so it's not like. He was nobody when they were doing their robocalls
to both sides. You're right.
When they were doing their robocalls to before the election, it was just saying make sure to vote Republican. They didn't even say Trump's name, the Republican National. Mm-hmm. So it's like number one, I want to point out that everybody was freaking out because of the gay rights thing. His first interview on CNN, on 60 Minutes, he said, no, the gay marriage has already been said by the Supreme Court. There's no need to talk about it anymore. It's legal.
People are freaking out about that 60 Minute article now because not because of what he said about the gay thing, but in the same vein, he's trying to put in Supreme Court justices that can reverse Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, but he's not doing any of that. Listen, and what I said before, People forget that up until 2005, Trump was a New York Democrat. He gave a lot of money to Hillary. So he said a lot of bullshit. And I'm not condoning that he's a liar. Of course he is. But
oh, they're all liars.
But my point is that deep down in his heart, Trump has always been a New York Democrat. He always has been. So he's gonna act like a New York Democrat. Look, he did it. People are freaking out because one of his people that he hired was like an editor of Breitbart who said something bad about Jews once. And it was taken out of context, if we're being fair. But I mean, good. The nation needs to panic. This needs to happen because there's a lot of articles written and by liberal media outlets, and they had to even say it. This is what happens when the media is smug. The media was smug. They thought they knew it all. And what ended up happening was they were completely wrong. I want to pull 100%. Something up here for you guys because Dave Chappelle hosted SNL this weekend.
I was just going to get – I was just going to get into that.
I'll pull it up.
Opening monologue was great. I mean, it's fairly long. And, man, he is never going to be the host of SNL ever again because he – on live television, he said the N-word at least 10 times.
And he said, sorry, Lorne. But I wasn't.
You know, Lorne probably said, you know, you should probably take that joke out. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll take it out. And you definitely know the jokes he left in because he started getting like that corner smile on the side of his face. But yeah.
The one thing,
a little bit of his opening monologue.
The monologue was really long. What I wanted to show was the skit that he did about the election.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's totally worth it.
I actually have not watched the whole thing. I've seen his monologue, but not the whole bit.
Okay, so for people that aren't watching on the live thing, basically it's Dave Chappelle is playing just some black dude hanging out with a bunch of his white liberal friends on election night. So it says Tuesday, 6 p.m.
It's election night in America.
I can't believe after all this, it's going to finally be over.
I don't know. We'll see. Trump's already got lawyers to fight the results.
Okay, don't even joke about that or I will leave. Guys, we're about to have our first woman president. Like, this is going to be a historic night.
Yeah, it might be a historic night, but just don't forget, it's a big country.
6:30.
My friend at the Huffington Post says she wins by 5 points. Oh, I don't know. My friend at Slate says she'll win by 3. Oh.
And this, by the way, this is exactly what was happening at this time because if you're online,
that's the brilliance of it.
It's wonderful.
Well, she'll definitely win the Electoral College for sure. But I guess there's like a nightmare scenario where he wins the popular vote.
Really? That's your nightmare scenario, huh?
Because of shifting demographics, there might never be another Republican president in this country.
I've also read an article a few weeks ago that said that they didn't think there was ever going to be another Republican president.
Word. You ever been around this country before?
And we project Kentucky will go to Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, of course he won Kentucky. I mean, that's where all the racists are.
All of them are in Kentucky?
She got Vermont.
Oh, snap, Vermont. 3 electoral votes. Now, that's a power grab.
Okay, this says Florida is too close to call. Okay, no, it says too early to call. There's only 1% in.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and Florida's go blue to Latinos.
Latinos.
And remind me to talk about that. That's something I wanted to bring up.
Well, of course he's going to win Ohio. We knew that. But if we can get Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina, we don't even need Ohio.
Yeah, and if the Indians have 4 more runs, they would win a World Series too, dude.
I'm going to grab a Xanax from the bedroom. Okay, will you grab me 6? Yeah, I'm just going to bring the whole bottle. How's that?
8:30.
Look, early returns are always going to be Republican because Republicans go to sleep early. That's just a fact.
I just talked to my brother-in-law at CBS. He says Trump's going to win Florida.
Word? I guess that the Latinos didn't hear about your toast.
10 p.m.
Hey, guys.
Chris Rock walks in.
That's what I know.
I know about this.
This is the first time I've ever seen them together. It's crazy.
I mean,
of course. sir. What are you talking about?
I tried to tell him, Larry.
What is happening? Why are women even voting for him?
Yeah, I don't get you ladies. I mean, the country's 55% women. I mean, if the country was 55% black, well, we'd have tons of black presidents. I mean, Flavor Flav would be president.
All she has to do is come back and win Wisconsin, come back and win Michigan, come back and win Pennsylvania. And the counties are, the urban counties are, black people vote late.
Yeah, let's hope there's 100,000 of us in Green Bay. Your brothers love the Packers.
12 a.m.
You never know, guys. Alaska's still out there.
We're now calling Alaska for Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. I think America is racist.
Oh, my God. You know, I remember my great-grandfather told me something like that. He was like a slave or something.
I can't believe it. Like, why aren't people turning out for Hillary the way they did for Barack Obama?
I mean, maybe because you're replacing a charismatic 40-year-old black guy with a 70-year-old white woman. I mean, that's like the Knicks replacing Patrick Ewing with Neil Patrick Harris.
2 a.m.
Pretty good.
And Donald Trump has been elected President of the United States.
Yeah, you guys are right. It's a historic night. Don't worry about it. 8 years are going to fly by.
Yeah, don't worry. It's going to be all white.
What about undocumented immigrants?
Oh, they're not going nowhere. Come on, man. You act like everybody trying to pick their own strawberries.
I mean, do you even know what it's like to be a woman in this country where you can't get ahead no matter what you do?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Let me put my thinking cap on that when I get back.
Now, come on, guys, get some rest. You got a lot of big day. You got a big day of moping and writing on Facebook tomorrow.
God, this is the most shameful thing America has ever done.
And that's the end of the skit.
Not bad.
That is app, dude. Go, man.
This whole week, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock laughing has been me and Royce laughing.
Dude, I have been just. I have never had more fun in my life on social media. I mean, this has been a blast.
You know what 8 a.m. every morning looked like for us? Like the freaking Zoolander scene where they were having a smoothie fight in a gasoline station where they were playing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Yep. Like,
right,
we're just
right.
like going to wake up and we're like, they're still angry. Let's make fun of them some more.
And boy, are they angry.
So
oh
angry.
My God. Now, dude, it's a level that I haven't seen with any election ever in my lifetime.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, where like if you admitted that you voted for Trump, you're a misogynistic racist, rather than, well, Hillary wasn't Mother Teresa, maybe I wasn't voting for him as much as I was against her. You know what I mean? It's the weirdest thing ever. Like, you're getting called a racist if you didn't vote for Hillary. It's crazy.
You know what it feels like being a libertarian in this election? Was that
liberating?
Was that I put down a lot of money on a really high bet on a team that I wasn't really rooting for. So I like somehow like yes. I didn't care That's about the saying. Game, but it was a fantastic game. And I like, even though I didn't want anyone to win specifically, like I came out really on top. Like
it was like fantasy politics. Like
yeah.
You really had a whole lot of money going
or,
down.
Or like watching a Super Bowl game where you're not interested in either team. I mean, it's just and man, look, people are crying, dude. Adults
hilarious.
Are it's crying. Universities awesome. Universities were giving kids the day off, Dutch.
Yeah.
The day off. Buying them pizza. Giving them safe spaces.
I know of at least two people at my work that took Wednesday off because they were sad.
Oh yeah, I believe me. I have people in my office that are wearing the safety pins on their shirt, so I know. But
there's a couple of girls at Kelsey's work, because she's a nurse, that said that, yeah, they were crying like all next day, and a bunch of them didn't show up, so Kelsey had to go in.
Yeah.
Kelsey's like, I don't give a shit.
Explain the safety pin.
So the safety pin is for people that are saying, I'm a safe person that you can come talk to me about any issues that you're having because I didn't vote for Trump. So I'm a human being while anyone not wearing a safety pin is a piece of shit.
I nipples with safety pins back in the day. Does that count?
You know, the funniest thing that anybody said about the safety pin is, of course, the babies need a safety pin for their diapers. Because it's people crying, man. Dude, it's been a circus. Do you understand that
we are a soft country?
The best thing that happened out of this, and after a week of reflection, the best thing that happened was the media got to eat their own ass.
Oh yeah.
Did just straight balls in their own face. It was beautiful to watch, actually.
It was wonderful.
This is why I'm not outraged with everyone else. Because 1 in 2 people voted for him, which means for every person that thought one way, there's another person in this country that disagreed with you.
I don't know, man. Hillary won the electoral Hillary won the popular vote. Trump won the electoral college. It's rigged anyway. And even though that system has benefited Democrats for many, many years.
For many years.
Now that the system is not benefiting Democrats, we're going to just go ahead and abolish it.
You know what was funny is a lot of people were saying that people like you, me, and everybody.
It was our fault. It was our fault.
They were saying that it's kind of like the Ross Perot thing, but flipped on its head, where anybody who voted for Gary Johnson, it was a wasted vote for Hillary, and you basically gave a vote to Trump.
Do you understand?
Like, no, I hated both candidates. Y'all can go fuck yourselves.
Do you
understand? I didn't vote for him.
And this is what I said. It's not that Donald Trump became president. It's that your candidate was so bad, they lost from the dude to The Apprentice, the dude that did The Apprentice. That's how bad your candidate
was. It was on Dave Chappelle's opening thing. He's like, we elected an internet troll.
Yeah. But, dude, but my point is that less people went out to vote this time. And the media fucked themselves. You don't think that because they kept saying Hillary's going to win by 10 points, it was going to be a blowout that a lot of people said, I'm not going to vote today.
I'm going to bother.
Did you see the article from Google and Facebook today? How they're getting blamed for rigging the election. So now they're no longer going to allow fake news sites to buy sponsored advertising on Google or Facebook. Both of them have now updated their policies to say fake news sites, you're not allowed to buy ad space. We're not going to promote you.
One of the sites includes InfoWars, by the way.
Oh,
I looked the list over. There's a bunch of conspiracy sites on there. A bunch of people I've met before. Crazy.
Yeah, shit. You know, and it's basically they did this to themselves. That's why it's hard to feel bad for them.
I think that's part of it, Royce. Definitely that they did it themselves, kind of thing. But I think the general consensus is it's not we like his policies. It was more of a, like you said earlier, a fuck you to the entire system on both sides. Because, like you said, Trump was a Democrat until like a week ago. And then all of a sudden he's running on the Republican ticket because he knew that that pool was so weak. And here's the thing. Sorry, Democrats. If you guys would have if your own party hadn't fucked yourselves over, I guarantee if you had a Bernie Sanders versus Trump,
he would have won.
Sanders had a better chance of winning.
If they had literally anyone else, I think.
Anyone else? Because Bernie Sanders, again, is the anti-establishment. At least he portrayed himself that way. Yeah. But he had a lot better chance of winning than Hillary. But, it's documented that she went out of their way. The entire Democratic Party went out of their way to say, all right, shut up, Sanders. And they fucked his campaign and they screwed him over with all the caucuses and primaries. Like they fucked him and they said, no, this is our golden girl, get in line.
But here's my point, all the people all the people that are out there now blocking traffic and protesting and doing all that stuff, they were the same people that got fucked by her that wanted to vote for Bernie.
Exactly.
The same people. You are literally, you got raped, and now you're walking up to her and you're helping. Why are you doing that? They fucked you. The system is fucked up. Don't
well, and the Democratic Party is more fucked up in that regard, though, because of their they have superdelegates. They have all of that. Uh-huh. That's the thing that I'm not everybody's like focusing their anger towards Trump and the Republican Party. Dude, focus on your own part, because Bernie Sanders would have had a lot better chance of winning than Hillary did.
How can you be upset when one in two people voted for the other side? You are not a fucking majority here. I'm really sorry, because we didn't have a full percent of our population that can vote go out and vote.
They did it
no,
to the...
only like 48% of people didn't vote, or 46% did not go out and vote.
48% didn't vote. But you know what? And we were saying it on the show for a while now, many months, maybe even a year, maybe more. We've been saying that there was that all this safe space stuff, all this PC culture, all this censoring people, that whenever you do something like that, what you create is a storm on the opposite direction that's going to balance it. And this is what this is. Whether people want to believe it or not, people are sick of being told what to do. People are sick of being called racist for everything. You can't call that's what happens.
The liberals have been calling them not only racist, they've been calling them sexist and homophobic or Islamic, like yeah. All these phobias and stuff the liberals have been placing on the conservatives for the last 8 years. And so that's why no one had the fucking guts to say I'm voting for Trump voting for Trump.
Here's the fun part. Let's say a president pushed into law something that was called the Defense of Marriage Act. And what that said was marriage is only between a man and a woman as the federal government sees it. That president would, in this day and age, would be reviled, would be called evil, would be called a homophobe, would be called everything in the book. Well, that president was Bill Clinton, and he did it in 1994. He, look it up. It was called the Defense of Marriage Act. He passed that. And that was, that was way worse than anything Trump's ever said. Ever said.
Trump's basically saying everything that's a social issue is a state issue.
Seriously, if you guys don't believe me, look up the Defense of Marriage Act and you'll see Bill Clinton with Hillary Clinton right there, right next to him, passed it. Made marriage between a man and a woman in the eyes of the federal government. That was the hero. That was the hero of Democrats. That was the first quote-unquote black president, as they allowed them to say. But you understand that it's all bullshit. They don't give a fuck. It's just whatever's popular. That's all it is. And all you could only call people. That's why the polls didn't know, because people were afraid to say they were voting for Trump because they didn't want to be called racist.
Everyone that was an undecided voter up until a day before the polls was really a Trump voter that was afraid to say so.
Not all, but I would say many. I would say many were. And by the way, I'm not saying I like Trump. I'm not even saying he's going to make a particularly good president. But what I am saying is that whether you like it or not, he won. And you could say he's not your president, but he is.
I'm laughing because you guys did this to yourselves, and now you're crying about it.
Well, a lot of people did it to themselves. I agree. And
no, everyone who lived in an echo chamber only talked with people that agreed with them and then got whiny when somebody else wanted to give an opposing side. They're the ones that fucking did it to themselves.
Again, the thing that pisses me off the most, and when we talked about it, was Rachel Maddow said it, and they're blaming third-party voters. People are – a lot of my friends see them posting articles, and I'm sure you guys see them all the time. Mitch is smirking. I'm sure he's seen them. Blaming third-party voters. Like, I mean, losing their mind. People are unfriending their family members. Like,
so what? Because like, so I don't agree with both candidates, so I'm supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton for some reason?
No, but that's exactly my point. Why did you think that those people that didn't vote for Gary Johnson, maybe their option B was Donald Trump? You don't know, you know?
I would say if Gary wasn't on the ticket, the third party would have been probably split evenly in between the two candidates, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
But what they're not doing is they are not out there protesting the presidential debate committee, which is the real fucking problem. Which, back when Ross Perot was on the debate stage, you only needed 5%. After Ross Perot basically fucked it for Daddy Bush, they changed it to 15%, making it almost impossible for any – I'm not even talking about Gary Johnson – any third voice, any other voice to be heard. Besides that. So you know what? It's hard to feel bad for them. It's really hard. You know, I'm sorry, your candidate lost because she was that bad. You know, you might call Trump a racist and a homophobe, and fine, he's a piece of shit. No problem. I mean, he's a piece of shit. I'm on board. But then how bad is your candidate? And don't say it's because America's more racist, because eight years ago when we were even more racist, we voted in Barack Obama. So it's not the people, and older races have died off since then. And if you follow logic, more liberals are alive now. How do you explain 70% of people are for marijuana in this country, but Donald Trump still won? I'll tell you, because a lot of people that weren't Republicans voted for him because they were fucking tired of being told how to think by MSNBC, by CNN, by every blog, by Fox News, because Fox News fucking hated him too, making Kelly look like she was having a fucking stroke on the election night. She didn't know how to fucking handle it. Glenn Beck is now a fucking Democrat because of it. The fucking world is shifted on its axis.
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Glenn Beck, close to the election, he was talking about how Donald Trump wouldn't make a good president, and he has to vote for Hillary, and how Black Lives Matter now, and he's basically shifting his, I don't know why, but he is. But I guess that's what happens when you get kicked off of your radio station and you have
to. I'm pretty sure what happened is more than half of America is racist. That's why we have Donald Trump.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I have people that are parent. I know people that I know fathers, mothers, and sons that aren't talking to each other right now because of this. And that's like ridiculous, man. Like, look, he won. But up until Donald Trump ran for president, if we're being honest, nobody ever accused him of being racist. I don't ever remember anyone calling him racist or sexist or anything. He was Donald Trump, because the level of what you expected of him changed when he ran for president. That's what happened.
No, they called him an asshole, but never like a racist or sexist.
Look, here's what's going to happen. He's going to make a point. He's going to appoint people. We'll see who he appoints. People are going to be mad at the. Doesn't matter who he appoints. They're going to be mad. But, you know, it goes to show you that the biggest loudmouth rebels now are the people on the alt-right. Like, man, if you ever follow Milo, that dude got kicked off of Twitter. He's a gay guy, but super alt-right, big Trump dude. And I think people are just sick and tired of having to walk around on eggshells. They're fucking sick and tired of being told how they're supposed to feel, you know? Mm. I mean, you know, some fucking Joe. Do you think that everyone that lives by the ocean forgets that there's this whole middle part of the country, you know?
I'm the middle part of the country.
And there's this whole fucking middle part of the fucking country that doesn't really give a fuck about what you're thinking, and they have different points of views than you do. Hillary got cocky too. Cocky as fuck.
Super cocky.
You're smug.
Super delegate cocky.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of conservatives vote the way they vote because they're trying to protect their own self-interest. Mm-hmm. A lot of liberals vote the way they vote because they think what they think is better for you. They're trying to decide what's best for other people. Like, I know what's better for you more than you know what's good for you.
Right.
I'm going to vote to make sure that I put people in place that are going to tell you what to do and where to go and who to talk to and how to think and yada, yada, yada.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've had a few people, you know, think that I'm this big Trump. So I don't support Trump. I don't, again, vote for Gary Johnson here. It's funnier to see social justice warriors and high school kids cry because Trump won. Again, being fair, when Barack Obama became president 8 years ago, I didn't see race riots from fucking all these rednecks that they kept saying out there. However, when Donald Trump won, all the tolerant liberals, and they're out there holding signs that say rape Melina. I mean, fucking blocking traffic. Did you see the video of the girl that got hit by a car because they were trying to block traffic because the person that they wanted to win didn't win? Like,
yeah, I saw it.
You know,
I mean, if
enough.
You're going to be walking down a highway,
yeah,
where cars like to drive.
Normally, yes.
Normally, that's where they like to drive. I mean, don't be surprised if you might get hit.
Yeah, man, I was watching videos of protesters getting hit by cars, and it's like, well, you can't walk out into the highway. Your righteous indignation isn't going to stop a fucking 70-mile-per-hour Mack truck from hitting you, you know? Apparently, fucking mechanical vehicles do not listen to safe space rules. They drive right fucking through them. They
don't think
care.
The highway is your safe space.
No, it's fucking not. So stop fucking crying. And I'm still waiting for all these celebrities to leave Mitch fucking waiting with bated breath. None of them have left yet. They're all fucking hanging out.
I saw this thing. Everyone's like, oh, if Trump leaves, I'm moving to Canada. I'm moving to blah, blah, blah. I'm moving to Canada. And then there was another meme. It's like, what about Mexico?
No, exactly. No, hold on. The newest thing is California wants to leave. You've seen that? Like the California exit, like people are signing petitions. California wants to secede from the United States.
This is like a prerequisite to what you guys remember Colin Quinn's one man show. Unconstitutional or constitutional or the Constitution, mm-hmm. where he's talking about the fact that the U.S. we're heading towards a divorce, not a civil war, but a divorce between red states and blue states. This just might make it happen.
No, I don't think so, because California.
No,
here's let me tell you why. I'm talking to California specifically. So just give me a second here. I'm going to rant. Just a second.
Okay.
Hey, California, you elected the fucking Terminator as your governor. How fucking dare you be too good for this rest of the country now? Go fuck yourself. Because that pisses me off. It's not like California's this upstanding place. They voted in Arnold Schwarzenegger. He made the movie Commando. So don't fucking pretend.
And he was a Republican.
Yeah. So don't fucking pretend like now you're too good for a fucking rest.
Okay,
don't
so let's
yourself.
Just say, let's just say they do all the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. Everything happens and they secede from the union, right? Are they going to still use the U.S. dollar, or are they going to make their own currency?
I don't know. It's probably...
What is it going to be backed by? Because they have no money. They are broke.
They have a lot of debt. Can they use that?
Can you peacefully...
I don't think that works.
Can you peacefully secede from the union?
I mean, the only state that I believe that could do it and get away with it is Texas.
I was going to say Texas.
Only one.
They can get away with it. They'd be like, fuck it. We got oil. But we got money. We got guns. Come after us.
But is it seriously just paperwork? Or if you tried, are we going to have another civil war?
No, it wouldn't be a civil war. I don't know how you secede. I have no idea how.
I don't know. I think you just let them. Yeah. You let them secede. And then you say, okay, now you owe us money. Oh, you can't.
Here's
pay
what
us.
I'm thinking.
We're going to invade you. And now we own you.
Here's what I'm thinking. We let them go. Smart. We let them go, but we pick up Puerto Rico to keep the stars at 50. Problem solved, right? Or we do the Superman 2 plan where Lex Luthor bombs the fault line and then California just is destroyed. Dutch, you want to buy property in Nevada? Because we're going to be millionaires.
Well, what Donald should do is start building the wall on the Texas side so that by the time he gets to California, we can decide if we build the wall around California or before, like, cutting them off.
By the way, that wall's not happening.
It's never going to happen.
By the way, if anyone thinks, let me tell you, this wall is Donald Trump's Guantanamo. It's going to say he's going to do it a lot, but it ain't going to happen.
Right, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing with when Bush Jr. Ran on trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. None of this. It's all just sweet talk. Like during the campaign, you're just trying to get elected. Yeah. When you actually get there, they're like, "Yeah, that's not how it works." Oh, okay.
Well, maybe he's just gonna go to Home Depot and get a nice little edge trim border. You know, to like kind of just like keep the grass nice.
The wall.
Keep the grass nice on our side.
A 1 foot high lattice. It's gonna have a lattice going across those.
It's just a pick. It's a picket fence.
Like it's literally only 2 inches high.
It has a gate.
And it's a nice, like you know, like 3 foot mulch barrier.
No, it has.
Hey, look! What we're trying to keep the weeds out.
It has one of those gates that you could just put your hand over to unlock it and just walk in. Oh.
Can't say I didn't keep my promises.
Yeah, no, but I mean, look, people worry for no reason, I think. I mean, first off, there's a redundancy. The guy's not going to fucking start a war. Calm down.
No.
If anything, I think I was more worried about Hillary doing that.
Hillary
being honest.
Gonna start a war with Russia.
With Russia, yeah. That's a whole other can of worms, too, with Putin.
Putin was a Trump guy, so he's like, oh, I don't get U.S. is great now.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, it was so funny how, like, after election, he's like, I think we can repair relationships because, you know, our relationship wasn't destroyed by us. It was all definitely whoever was there beforehand. He came out and just motherfucked the entire Obama campaign. It was very, very comical to watch.
Brendan in the chat says, Cali would collapse from military base closures and federal agency headquarters. That's a good point. California has a lot of military base. If they would be fucked city.
Oh boy.
You guys aren't Texas. Come on, knock it off.
Yeah, but hold on. But California has the Twitter headquarters.
Yeah, but Twitter's fucking...
What are we going to do without Twitter?
I don't know. Anything else? Literally anything else? I don't care about them. Listen, look, people are crying. I've sat there and I've cried because of laughing so hard at people, adults, Dutch, adults, not children, adults are crying. They're crying in the streets.
And not for like 5 minutes and then done with it. This is going on a week and some change now.
They're doing one of those cries where they run out of air and they have to get more air. You know what I mean? You know when a kid's crying? It's like,
No, you're not doing it right. Because in between, you have to look from side to side to make sure people are crying with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good point. Solidarity.
You have to check to make sure everyone else is still upset. Mm-hmm. Is everyone else still upset? Okay, I can still be upset.
Hey, I didn't have any, I ran out of safety pins, so I just like stapled some staples on me. It's like, is that fine?
Well, I posted in the chat earlier this, during the show, I actually want to start a new movement on top of the safety pin movement called Spork Nation.
Marie put a spork in her jacket yesterday.
I saw that. I was going to ask you about it because someone posted in the chat room.
She's one-upping the safety
pins. So instead of the safety pin, which symbolizes that you're a safe person to talk to, my spork on the shirt represents that we are in a fork in the road as a country. And the spork is representing that we can come together to solve our biggest challenges.
With a side of coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Hashtag Spork Nation.
Hashtag Spork Nation.
So, please, if you guys agree that we can come together as a nation to solve our problems, put a spork on your shirt and wear that around, because that's not nearly as dumb as wearing a safety pin. Sorry, guys.
Well, I'm just a redneck who doesn't understand.
And also, you're always prepared with an eating utensil if you get stuck in a situation in the KFC drive-thru.
Dude, when you get in a jam, sporks are good.
So, while everyone's fighting over elections, you know what I was doing today? I saw a speed trap and I was flashing my high beams to warn the cars coming. I'm a real hero.
Oh yeah, I do that.
Do you guys still do that? Okay, I'm old school.
I do it.
Is that old school or do you still do that? If you see a cop, you flash your high beam for the other cars coming to let them know?
For the other cars coming in the direction? Yeah, 100%. I do it every time.
If I know I'm in a position where the cop
can't see you, of course, yeah. Because they can't
get you.
I
didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know? No. Go ahead. Describe it, Royce.
Let's teach the kids. Yes. If you see a cop with a speed trap set up.
You're going one way and you see clearly that they're looking at the other direction.
Shooting radar. So when you pass the cop, the car's coming towards you, you flash your high beams or your fog lights or whatever a few times, and that lets them know to slow down. There's a cop up ahead shooting radar so they don't get a ticket. And you're supposed to do it and do it back. So you guys, okay, good. I'm glad people still do that because I was wondering if that's something people still do because to me it's very important.
No, I love it. It's like an unspoken thing that every driver knows.
Right.
Like I've always done it. Any car I've ever been in, everybody always does it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a thing. So.
Is it really that bad of a thing, though? Because, I mean, all you're doing is telling people to drive at the speed limit.
I was going to ask that next. Like, is that legal?
Because
technically you're, quote, I guess if they're going to pull you over for anything, you're blinding oncoming traffic.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's illegal is the high beams. If you do it during the day, it's not illegal because they can't, because you're not blinding anybody. But if you do it at night, I believe it is in certain places because you're
blinding. What if you turn your lights on and off rather than hitting the high beams?
Well, at nighttime, then you'd be turning your lights off, which is also illegal.
Again, the cop can't see you, so you usually at least for me, you do a pass them.
Yeah, you don't want the cop to see because then the cop will just pull you over and give you a hard time for something because they're pissed that they're not getting the ticket.
My argument would be, well, look, I'm helping you out. They're slowing down because I'm telling them to, saving lives.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Marie.
No, that's what I was saying before is how is it a problem if you're reminding people to stay within the law?
Because if we're being honest, they don't get any money out of it and they want money because they have to justify their job. Because even though most places don't actually have quotas, if you don't give enough tickets, many of my cops friends have told me that they just put you on the shitty shifts. You know, like it's an unspoken rule. There's no real quotas, but if you don't give out enough tickets, you get the shit shifts.
Since we're talking about, unspoken, rules as far as driving goes, like, do you guys subscribe to the policy of when someone lets you in, you wave?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you have to wave. That's okay, very important to me.
Yes.
Because if someone doesn't wave,
pisses
me off.
Yeah. I want to ram their car.
Yes.
Fuck that. Exactly.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I fucking slowed down for your ass. The least and you I can waved do is acknowledge.
You in. I gave you the. I saw you in my rear view. I saw you looking at me in your rear view. I waved you in with my right hand. You don't gonna give me the courtesy of a left hand high thank you. Fuck you.
But you know what? On the opposite end of the spectrum, if somebody takes the time to lower their window and wave their hand out the window, I love them that much more.
That is more courteous. No,
I don't put my windows down.
Yeah, I wave in the rear view.
Yeah, normally, I wave in the rear view, but some people will take their whole hand out and put it out the window, and I'm like, oh, that guy's so nice.
Well, yeah.
I suppose if my window is open, then I will, but I'm not going to roll down my window to wave
right,
at someone.
Right, I was going to say, if my window's already down and I'm smoking or whatever, I'll stick my hand out and do it that way, yeah.
Also, the length of the wave counts. If it's a short wave, it's nice, but if they're waving like this, it's just like, oh, they really care.
What's the there's a bunch of like unspoken rules. There's that one. There's the getting over in the left lane if you see someone like, you know, changing their tire.
Yeah, you do that
on the right.
That's not an unspoken rule. You should actually do that.
You guys probably don't have this where you live, but in Minnesota we have the one finger wave where your hand is on the steering wheel and you see someone coming by and you just raise up one finger and wave at them. It's more of a country thing.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Just when you see, I know exactly.
You're driving down the road, someone's coming towards you.
Direction, yeah, and you don't know that person from a hole in the wall, but it's just like, hey, how you doing kind of thing. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about because I travel a lot, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have one for you. I own a Jeep Wrangler, and other Wrangler people always like motorcycles.
Me too.
What?
Me too.
Really?
Jeep driver I drive by because I have a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, told
Every
you.
I see, you do a quick like a nod or a hand.
Or hand Jeep. Up or a hey, Jeep. Hey,
like,
Jeep.
Hey, the same car. What's up, buddy?
And so that's, like Wranglers or motorcyclists always do that, the safe ride where they put their hand down.
Well, they get together in packs like bees.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter what kind of motorcycle. It's like, hey, bike, guys, nice.
You know, when somebody's... the other one is like when you're in the left lane and even if you're going 80, someone's going behind you going 90 faster, move over, let them pass you. Because that's
and
the other one.
The thing is that like it's courteous to flash your high beams in that situation as well. Like, dude, I'm speeding. I know I'm speeding. I know you're not.
Right. Because
you have a clear, you get over. And it's not a fuck you, honk your horn or whatever kind of thing. Oh, that's another question. What do you guys do as far like what is your limit for honking your horn? Like what, how often do you do it? And what
I
do you
only
do
honk my horn in this scenario when somebody's ahead of me in a stop sign and they didn't notice that the light turned green, and I do like a one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three. Okay, fuck you, honk.
Well, how long do you honk though? That's the key.
I give a 3 second rule.
No.
You
I mean,
honk
how
for
long?
3 seconds?
Oh no, I just give a little tap. If they notice,
like
then
like beep.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing.
And then if they don't notice, then I lay into it.
Well, I honk I do the
one Mississippi. I hold it. I'm a dickhead when I drive, and I'm fully aware of that. I'm a very aggressive driver as far as that kind of shit goes.
I do it at the lights, and I do it if someone cuts me off, and then I'll hold on to the horn and just hold it down.
Now, see, if someone is driving aggressively around me, this works out the best in a two-lane situation. I've done this before, younger. I don't do it that often now. But say, for example, I'm in the fast lane of a two-lane highway, and I'm going beyond the speed limit, and the person behind me is riding my tail. I will drive next to the car on the right hand side and block them in for as long as humanly possible, going at the exact same speed as that car, just to see how
assholes.
Long I can piss that person
That's
off.
That's not cool.
I
not
get
cool.
so angry.
I've done that.
Don't ride That's my fucking ass when I'm going above the speed limit,
it's
you dick.
Clear that they need you to get over.
No, it means like I'm speeding and you should calm the fuck down.
No, it's not the case at all. No, we have a problem now on the show. I'm that guy where I'm clearly speeding. I know that I'm going to be breaking the law. You shouldn't be the one hindering me doing that. I understand you're probably going 5 miles over, but get the fuck over because I want to go through.
No. I'm not talking about guys that...
It's more unsafe for me to try and pass you in the right lane and then swerve around you.
No, Joel, it depends. It depends on how fast you're coming up on them. Like if you see them in your rearview mirror for a while and they're slowly making their way up, like, okay, cool, I'll let you through.
Exactly.
But if you're just fucking flying through, if you're going 25 miles faster than everyone else, then fuck you, I'm not letting you through.
It's not the slow creepers. It's you notice that the driver is being a dick. That's like, it is a select few, and I've only done it a couple of times. But when somebody's really driving like a dick, I'm like, fuck this guy. I'm going to slow him down.
Well, if I'm going 5 miles over too, like, I'll move over. But if I'm going 10 miles over, fuck you. I'm still doing 10 miles over. Nope, like, eat a dick.
Nope. Here, there's a video.
I'm sorry. Do you need to go 12 miles over the speed limit, sir?
Yes, they do. Let them do what they need to do. If they're going to get in a wreck, you don't be the one to make them do that by making them swerve into the right lane.
I'm not protecting them.
Pass you and then get back in the left lane.
I'm not protecting them. I'm fucking trolling them is what I'm doing because they're fucking pissing me off.
I don't know. I think it's let anybody drive as fast as they want because they're going to get caught eventually. And that's happened before, too, where I've gotten over and somebody, like you said, not the creep slow, you know, kind
the
of
fast
like
people,
the ones who just zoom up on you. I get over, you know, 5 minutes later, I see them pull over the side of the highway and it's kind of like
so happy.
I'm so happy when
dude, that's only happened maybe two times in my life where someone speeds past me and then I see a cop pull them over immediately. But it is the most satisfying thing ever to see.
You almost want to slow down and be like, oh, here's another thing I want to ask as far as driving. When do you guys use the middle finger?
I mostly just slick off random people, not if they're doing anything. I just, hey, Sherry, look what I'm doing. She doesn't like that.
I don't. Well, okay, so real quick, back to the honking. I love to honk at people. People piss me off so bad when I'm driving, but my horn doesn't work in my car.
That's my favorite part.
And I get so
part.
Angry. So then I pound on my steering wheel hoping that it's going to work, and then it doesn't. It just makes a little clicking noise. So then I start yelling at them as if they're going to hear me.
Sherry, why don't you purchase a blow horn and then just blow it out the window.
Why have I not thought of that?
You know what's funny is I had that in the last car I had before I broke my collarbone in the car wreck I had last year. I had an air horn in my center console because my horn died, and I tried to fix it, but like it was something like it was like a short in the entire electrical system. It was a shitty car.
That's what Sherry's is too. We switched out the fuses. It didn't work.
Yeah, nothing worked. It was one of those things. I had Marie. I had one of those fucking. Type of horn. And if I couldn't wait to use that thing because it's so more invasive because it's you're used to the sound of a horn when you're driving. When you hear no one knows what to do. Everybody around you is like, what the fuck just happened? I love it.
Well,
I think everybody should get an air horn regardless of whether your horn works or not because it's just fun to use.
Also, too, fuck any song that has a police siren in the song, because when you're playing it in your car, you think it's happening right behind you. Stop doing that in music. Just stop it.
I used to do that in my old radio show when I was on the air. My first gig with the radio shopping show.
It's not cool.
I had an alarm, and I would just do it just to annoy people. And it would just get people to like call in and be like, you really need to stop doing that, man, because every time you play that fucking sound drop, I'm looking around thinking like a cop's around me.
Not cool.
How about when the fucking songs have sirens in them?
That's what I just said.
Oh, my God. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Just literally.
Jesus Christ.
I was pulling.
What the fuck, dude?
I was pulling something up for the next thing.
I don't care what your process was. You beefed that one bad.
What were you pulling up?
It doesn't matter now.
What was getting up, Royce?
It doesn't matter now.
No. What time is it?
I want to know what you were getting up.
I have to write this down. Mitch, got it? No, I don't have any pen.
9:50.
Why is Dutch only here on the days I fuck up? He's never. I always do good when he's not around.
Yeah, but what about when a song has a police siren on it though? That
really screws you up, right? Here's the beauty of that one. I had just went into a whole dissertation about, like, where would Royce think that I... Why would I bring up my radio station bit of hitting a button?
I wasn't here. I wasn't listening to you.
Anything else.
I wasn't listening to any of that. I don't think you understand. I wasn't listening for at least 2 minutes. No, I'm not lying to you. I was trying to pull something up because I was trying to do something behind. But see, I wasn't paying attention. It's my
fault. That's one of the best where's the beef we've had in a while.
I'm glad everyone's happy.
No, you were the king of that, by the way.
I don't get any credit for all my political monologue in the beginning. Where's the beef?
Can we say that he wears the beef suit more than anyone else in the
show?
Why
do you got to bring other people down to make yourself feel better? You know what? If you're nice...
I'm asking a question.
If you're nice...
I still think the original wears the beef is still stronger than the one that he just did.
Royce doesn't have dementia. Shut up. The chat room's fucking laughing at me. I don't like this. You guys can't just be nice to me for a little bit, you motherfuckers.
It's really hard.
Yeah, if you pay attention to the show, it'd be nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to pull up the original clip.
Listen, we're already in a mindset of making fun of each other for how we think, so can you help it? Really?
Eh. Whatever. I'm going to go cry.
Listen, we need to come together as a nation. Hashtag
you going
to
go
nation.
March down the highways?
Yeah, I'm going to go block some traffic because I don't like this.
Just prevent somebody from getting to work for 2 hours.
That'll help.
Can you do that?
Man, people...
I think I found it.
Go ahead.
Here you go. Royce,
by the way, from Georgia, as soon as the plane landed, the captain turned on the intercom and he hit the staples. That was easy. And everyone got a big laugh out of it. I go, how about you stop playing with your toy because the plane, you haven't even slowed the plane down yet. Play with it later.
Why don't you go with an older reference from a commercial campaign, you moron?
Exactly.
Where's the beef?
That would have been better. I would have laughed because that one would have made no sense. I would have been happy.
Somebody tweeted, my iPhone hasn't been able to charge all day today. It's like it knows Steve Jobs.
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper.
No, it's.
Where's the beef?
You just said that.
I just said that one.
What? I wasn't paying it.
Opened up I'm with. Not going to lie to you, Dutch. I wasn't paying it.
That was his opener.
What?
It's the same excuse.
It's good to know the origin, because I'm sure half listeners have no idea what we're talking about when we say, where's the beef?
Yeah, no, thanks.
That's where
I'm glad.
Get it from.
I'm glad.
That was
got
the original not paying attention clip, and so whenever we reference someone not paying attention, we say, you where's the beef did.
I got
right.
it.
Right. But you have to not pay attention, but hear the context of the sentence enough to restate what
Can
the
I
first
say,
person
I,
just said.
Right.
That's the best part about it.
To defend myself, if I may.
Go ahead.
If I may. I am running the YouTube stream, the Edcast.
Oh, shut
stream.
Up.
Let
Don't
me
care.
Finish.
Nobody cares. No one cares. Hangout.
I'm also recording all the audio.
He needs
I
a
don't care.
Joel, he needs a okay. participation trophy so he can calm
no,
down.
No, hold on. I want to hear what
exactly
else he's doing.
What it is, Marie. Yeah. Here we go. Go ahead.
By the way, that was one of the funniest fake news headline articles from the past week was the police calmed down all the riot protesters by handing out participation
oh,
trophies.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then it was a full article describing, well, millennials just were really just accustomed to a culture where everyone gets a trophy. So I thought, well, why not give this a shot?
Somebody else said, oh, wow, I didn't read that little that unknown constitutional amendment that if you cry and complain a lot, they will change the election results. Like, that's what they want to do. You know, they want to ban the Electoral College. But it's like, even if they do it, that's not going to doesn't work retroactively, you know. They don't go, oh, you're not the president now because we didn't like it. We're taking it off.
Never mind.
Yeah. Ugh.
Even though there's
what are they
really
going to do, have an armed revolution? Oh, wait. Their side lost. They don't have the guns.
No, they don't. Yeah, right. But they're going to kill us with love Trump's hate is the signs that I've been seeing at the same time.
Love
that,
Trump's hate.
Yeah, love
but
Trump's
guns,
hate.
Trump love.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that I've been seeing a lot of day one in Trump America. And he hasn't even done anything yet. He's not president yet.
The Dow's been closing at record highs for the past couple of days. So he's doing
well, that happens
good.
With every election, though. I'm not going to give him that. So every election, you have a quick dip and then a quick uptick.
Like, there was just no dip, though. He's just been, they're record highs.
No, it's a record like, high. There before. Was no. It's record high.
Oh, okay, sure. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, with every election, you always have like those weird anomalies.
Here's the thing I don't understand, and I'm sure you guys see it, and maybe Mitch sees it more than you do, Dutch, because he's on Facebook a bit more. But when they list out all the things like, you know, all the accomplishment President Barack Obama's done, and they list them out, like, you know, the GDP is this, and blah 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 blah, and I'm like, man, if he was so great, and he's so, why did they not want to continue what he was doing? because what they don't mention on those things is that what's our national debt right now? The highest it's ever been, right?
He doubled it from when he took office.
The national,
he doubled it?
Yeah, the national.
I did not know that, really.
Yeah,
wow.
Because of course you don't, because they don't have, nobody ever says it. But he doubled the national debt.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I would assume it, but I didn't know it was an actual fact. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, wow. Okay.
And did you know Trump, he's deported 25% more illegal immigrants than Bush did?
Trump?
Obama.
I'm sorry, I meant to say Obama has deported more, 25% more than Bush has. And
celebrate good Obama, come on!
I knew he did something right.
It's Obama, Obama.
Yeah, I don't know,
should
man.
Should I not have played that?
I'm sorry.
We are at 19... was that trillion? I don't know. That's a lot of numbers behind it in debt.
Trillion, yeah.
What's a few trillion?
How many zeros?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 zeros after it.
I think that's trillion, yeah.
19.8 trillion in debt.
Again,
we were at, you're saying 9.5 then, before he took office.
Let me see if, let me look it up. When did he take office? 2008? 2008.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's insane if that's an actual figure.
Eh.
Let's see. 2008. Yeah, 10 trillion.
I mean, once you hit one.
Now we're
close to it. Yeah.
Once you hit 1 trillion, what's a few more trillion? Am I right?
it's a lot more trillion.
Yeah, you're right. So it's 19 and it keeps going up. But no, it's fine. Everything's fine. And, you know.
Everything's good.
This is fine.
Well, let's see. Here's the thing is that the biggest takeaway, and that a lot of people are saying this too, like prominent black, you know, actors, athletes, you know, minorities, Hispanics, whatever. I'm like, well, let's just see what he can do. We know that he said a lot of dumb shit, and everybody knows what he did was just to get elected.
Right.
So let's just see what he can do. So that's the only real takeaway any of us can actually have from this, because he basically trolled the entire political system and won. And good for him for doing that, because everybody wanted to change. And so let's just see what actually happens.
Yeah. And,
no?
You mean give him a shot?
No, we can't give people the shot. We have to jump to conclusions. We have to scream at them. We have to cry if we don't get what we want.
And call them racist if they don't believe
racist,
the way we do.
Bigots, sexist.
That's the thing that bothers me the most is being called a racist. Well, I didn't, but anybody who voted for him is being called a racist now. It's just
how do you think the women that voted for Trump feel from the other women saying, how could you, sir, you know, go against your own?
Because
my response is I didn't want to vote for a lizard person, so I voted for a human.
Thank you. You don't want to vote for anybody that has to sit in a hot rock sometimes.
Just to even out her blood.
Yeah, you don't want that, because then she's going to sit there under her sun lamp. People weren't afraid that Hillary was going to have her period. There wasn't that at all.
And then she has to open out her mouth so that the hot air escapes so she doesn't overheat.
And what happens?
They don't know how to sweat.
What happens if there's a threat to our nation and she's in her molting phase where she has to take her skin off? Then what happens? Then we're fucked.
What happens if you grab her leg and it just falls off
and then it wiggles?
A new one.
That's exactly right. It wiggles and then she can escape. Then we're all fucked, you know? And then, you know how many flies we're going to have that we would have had to have in the White House? She has to eat. And then she has to sit there sometimes for no reason for hours on end and just kind of look. And, like, just look at you over and just, like, stand there.
And it's really awkward when her eyes move independently of each other.
And then it's weird sometimes when she gets into your house and she goes into the fridge. You're like, I guess this lizard person lives under my fridge now.
Have you noticed that she can lick her own eyeball?
It's very odd. It's very distasteful. And I don't like
that. She's always crawling up the screens around your pool.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like that she could blend in with the Oval Office. You know? I don't like that. And I'm very, very sorry, but let me tell you something. Her ties with Geico, that's a big corporation. And I don't like it. I don't like it. Big lobby.
Is he Australian?
Her.
Is he British? Nobody really knows.
Nobody knows. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, my point is that, yeah, sure, Trump might have said a lot of mean things. Yeah, sure, Trump might be endorsed by the KKK. But you know what? You know what? Trump's DNA can't be used to clone some sort of dinosaur. Guess who you can do that with? Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Dino DNA.
That's correct. Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. Dr. Royce, we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio! Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way to start of the last episode? We went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
The amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542.
change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway?
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the...
Come on, Wade. It can't be that bad.
Ah, bullshit. I'm a monster inside and out. I belong in a fucking circus.
Wade, Vanessa loves you. She doesn't care what you low.
Oh, do you like what you see?
No. You look like an avocado. Had sex with an older, more disgusting avocado.
Yeah.
Not gently, like it was hate fucking. There was something wrong with the relationship, and that was the only catharsis that they could find without violence.
And the only guy who can fix this fugly mug is the British shitstick who ran the mutant factory, and he's gone. Poof.
Yeah, well, you got to do something to remedy this, because as of now, you only have one course of action.
Damn straight. Find
Star
Francis.
In horror films.
What?
Star in your own horror films, because you look like Freddy Krueger face fucking topographical map of Utah. I am sorry, you are haunting. Your face is the stuff of nightmares.
Like a testicle of teeth.
You will die alone. If you could die, ideally, for others' sake.
That'll do.
Get you in the right position. Second hour, Dutch and Royce coming at you on morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. If you would like to get the show,
she was a booger bear.
And you're listening live and you want to hear the replays of it, just anything that has a podcast feed. Just search for More Like Radio or Dutch and Royce or any of that stuff. It comes up. Hippo Juice is on there. Every show that's on More Like Radio is on basically every podcast feed you can find. And if you are listening to us on your podcast and you'd like to catch us live, go to morelikeradio.com/live. Like I said earlier, 10 to midnight.
We need to do a commercial for E-Rock for Dutch and Royce. We did one for Hippo Juice. But we got
to. Oh, we have to do another one of these.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Because now we have.
Oh
the
no! Or oh yeah.
We have the Dutch and Royce people on, so we should do that.
All okay. The official Dutch and Royce, not like that fake Mark and that fake John that we had for Hippo Juice.
Mitch, did Sherry leave?
Yeah, there's going to be a fake Sherry on this one.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, no.
You
want to have Sterling do it?
Who's doing fake Sherry?
He's cuddling with. I can do a fake Sherry.
Okay.
All right. Should I read? You want to read the thing, Dutch? Or?
Do you want to have music in the background?
No. He took it. He'll do it.
Don't worry. He's an actual producer that does producing.
Yeah, no. You should hear it. No, the thing you made came out pretty good, better than anything you've ever done, Dutch. Do you want to read it or?
I think.
For how many years I haven't gotten a single paycheck.
I didn't pay him to do a commercial for us. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm just saying he actually gets paid to do that job. That's his job. So mm-hmm.
I believe it's pronounced with a soft J.
Yes.
Job.
So basically.
I think Dutch should lead. And so it'll be hilarious because the
I was
going to
say, I don't have the layout.
I'm going to post the layout in the chat room. There you go.
So there's a layout in the chat.
Here's a layout. Okay.
Okay, but the Royce part, just change that to Dutch.
Or don't
say my name.
Okay. Like how you cut me off of the head because you knew where I was going to
go
with that.
Yes, I did. Okay, so go ahead.
Do we have to come up with a different bit than the Hippo Juice bit? Because the Hippo Juice bit was fun.
No, we'll do it. Just go ahead,
Dutch. I mean, we can do whatever.
Go ahead.
We'll figure it out as we go.
Okay, go.
We'll all right. Massage this.
Ready? 5, 4.
6, 7, 8.
No.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey! No, not yet. Stop. 5, 4, 3.
Hey!
No. Five.
6, 7, 8. Wait, are we going up or down?
How about this? Everybody just shut the fuck up.
We're going down.
I'm yelling, Timber.
Okay.
You better move.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I like your beard. ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Fake Sherry, you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
No, seriously, hey. Fake Sherry. Oh, should I stop saying this now? Oh,
my God. All right. Now I feel like I know what Royce is going through the last time we tried to do this nonsense.
Isn't all that right. Awesome?
Ready? Ready? Okay. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Hey,
it's
Dutch.
Dutch.
And my co-host is...
Dutch.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me start over again. Hi, it's Dutch, and that's Royce.
Dutch.
Marie.
Joel.
Mitch.
Sherry.
And Sherry.
I got kittens with my mittens and my buttons.
When you're listening to this week's episode of It's an Eric Nagel. Oh, wow. It's Eric Nagel. Jesus, you know Nagel, you need to change your name. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Dutch and Royce podcast from morelikeradio.com. It says here, describe the show. We normally talk about things that happen with our life and anything that's kind of topical or just, you know, tonight we ran it about traffic laws, not laws, traffic. What did we talk about?
We talked about listening to police songs on the radio, and then
we
you
talk
get
about listening.
Unspoken rules of
all
society.
All pro police here.
We listen to better music than you do. We watch better TV than you do. We review
just
better.
Are generally better than you guys are.
Hey,
and
it's
we're
Dutch.
All alcoholics.
Should we start over?
Yeah. Okay. Ready. Okay. That was ready. Go.
5, 4.
5, 4.
It's... I hate this. I don't like reading this
you
stuff.
Did
this
the word wrong. Horrible. You already fucked up.
Hey, remember that time where you played yourself reading the commercial and it took you like a million takes?
Go.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
Don't let that sink in that it's going to be like this time.
Yeah, go.
Now that's what I'm thinking about. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. That was old. All right, let's start over. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Hey, it's Royce.
Hey. Hi, it's Dutch.
Hi, Dutch.
Well, here's what I want you guys to do. I'm going to say, hi, Dutch. You say, and Royce, and Marie, and whatever. Do you think that'll work better or no?
Okay, yeah, I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Like, everybody introduce yourself after I introduce okay. myself, okay?
Okay.
Hey, it's Dutch.
And Royce, and Marie, Mitch. And Mitch,
well,
and Sherry,
you gotta take turns.
And Lamp.
And Royce, and Marie, and Mitch, and Sherry.
And TV, and microphone, and computer screen, and door, and oh, air vent.
I have a beer.
This isn't working. This isn't working at all.
I was trying to Kaiser Associate. I was looking at things in the room.
You know what doesn't work is our show generally. And if you want to hear the destruction of this show when you're done listening to It's Eric Nagel, check us out on morelikeradio.com.
So remember, finish It's Eric Nagel first, and then sign up for the Dutch and Royce podcast from More Like Radio. People always forget to do that. And then explain where you can find the show and subscribe.
Find the show and subscribe.
iTunes.
Said that, though. Isn't that what we just said?
You could check
Nagel, why would we want to have...
iTunes?
You didn't...
Google Play? Can you send me it on a CD? I only listen to music on CDs.
Oh, really? You like the? You think it sounds warmer?
Yeah,
right?
The hi-fi. I'm really into the quality. Yeah.
It does thrift.
Where do most people?
And guess what? If you listen to It's Eric Nagel right now, we'll send you 10 free AOL CDs. You will not actually receive AOL CDs.
Where do most people subscribe these days? Is it iTunes or is it TuneIn or is it Stitcher or is it Google Play?
Probably one of the big ones, and then Google Play would be the second biggest one.
Is Google Play the most popular? Check us out on Google Play then. We're there. More Like Radio.
Yeah, More Like Radio.
So there.
Is Napster still a thing?
I think that we did a fantastic job describing Dutch and Royce and why you should listen.
We did it, right?
I think we did it.
Okay, perfect. So just think, we got to cut that. And send
Don't
it
worry. Down. Eric's a wonderful producer, and he'll figure out how to make this sound good.
Yes, that's right.
Or fuck it. He has to deal with our nonsense. Here's the problem, though. It's the fact that he actually put the – he tried to give us a script and think that we're not going to say it on the air.
No, no. He told me to. He told me it would be fun to do it on air, so I did. Yeah, and it's easier this way, I think.
It is.
I think it's easier to make fun of you guys for trying to read it.
Well, I think we pretty much nailed it, guys.
Oh, here's well, John just jumped on, so now we have to do it over.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Cakes?
Yeah.
John?
Cakes?
John.
John.
Cakes.
John.
Cakes.
Hi, John.
Cakes?
John.
John?
He died.
Well, when he comes on, we'll just have John say, and John, and then Erica cut it.
And then he just cuts the whole thing.
Yeah, perfect.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Oh, here's the thing I didn't ask in the first hour. What did you guys do this week?
We didn't really do much. We started car shopping, which sucks balls. And then everyone just showed up at their house. Car.
Oh, my God. We haven't got the car. We fucking... Okay.
We started car shopping.
I hate car shopping.
Me too.
So we went and...
We started out at a Kia dealership because I wanted to look at some Optimas.
So we went to this place by here. Fuck it. I'll say it.
Blow.
I'll say their name. Went to City Kia and...
Welcome to Shitty Kia.
We were looking...
Take your order, please.
Take your order, please. We were looking for like a couple of 1 year, 2 year old Kia Optima. So
because Kia does have really good warranties, and I knew I couldn't buy a brand new car, so I wanted a used car with a good warranty.
Now,
why do you need a new car? Did you wreck your old one?
No, they're getting really old.
Yeah, all of our cars are several years old, so I wanted to
replace
one.
What's the years on your car?
2006, 1998, and what's yours?
2008.
Yeah.
Mine's a 1990 Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, I have a 98 Jeep Wrangler.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you guys go with like an older car? Are you trying to buy like a 2017 car?
One of them is an Audi that's too expensive.
It's too expensive to fix.
And the Jeep is a stick shift that I'm not really good at driving. So two of the cars are rendered useless for me.
So anyway. Okay. We go to the Kia dealership, and I fucking hate shopping for cars because the salesman, to me, there's nothing, and I apologize if anyone listens to the show does this, but I fucking hate car salesmen. It's the worst job.
Everybody does.
Fucking scummy people.
They all work in commissions, so.
I don't fucking care. So we go to the Kia dealership, and they show us the car, and we take it for a test drive, and. The first thing they do is I'm like, well, you know, I didn't bring the cars I want to trade in, but I said I want to trade in this Audi and I want to trade in the Jeep. So they go, well, you just give your VIN number. We look it up. So I go, okay, fine. I give them the VIN number. They find the cars and the guy's gone, you know, the manager's office and, you know, trying to give me a price for the Kia that I want.
Make us sit there for an excruciatingly long period
and
of time.
Now, this car dealership is a new hip one, and the guy was telling us it had like techno music playing, and it was like, damn, it looked like a nightclub. I swear to God.
Seriously?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
No, seriously, as we're sitting down and he's trying to explain to us a breakdown, the techno music just went into a siren crescendo for a minute. It was just...
Yeah, and I said, what happened? I said, are we getting bombed?
It wasn't even that. It was just literally a siren crescendo.
So, yeah, I really suggest you get the true coat for this.
Yeah, and it's...
And yeah, that true coat.
You're trying
hey,
to
cakes.
And
yeah,
to,
I've been
to
here
the
entire time. I thought I was talking to myself.
All right, hey, do me a favor.
I can hear you now.
Do me a favor. Say, and John.
And John.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
There you go.
So, but that being said, dude, why don't you guys talk to me? I fucking know a guy. Because
I don't want a
Lexus.
Because I don't want to. I can't afford a Lexus.
No, we're not getting a Lexus.
Do you think I can afford a Lexus?
No,
we don't.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Sure it does.
Anyways,
we're not at a Kia dealership. We're not at a Kia dealership because we have Lexus money.
Dude, even if you did have Lexus money, you don't have Lexus. Nobody has money to fix a Lexus.
That's
again,
the problem
like
with the Audi.
Dude, it's a fucking Toyota.
So
yeah,
anyway, so get a Toyota because they're
then
cheaper
get a
to fix.
Toyota. Thank you.
So anyway,
but they're shitty.
We go to the Kia. It's the same
party.
You don't know that.
Yes,
it's the
same company
Toyota,
that owns Toyota and Lexus.
Honda and Lexus are the exact same company.
No,
how many Lexuses do you
Honda,
own?
Honda and Acura are the same company.
None, because I'm smart.
Toyota and Lexus are the same company. Audi and Volkswagen are the same company. Anyway, so we go to the car dealership, and we're listening to fucking techno music, sitting there. And
as the manager comes over and shows off his jacked up arms,
by the
like
way,
he's not
was
on
the manager's
steroids.
Name Chad?
No, it was this black dude. But dude, I'm not kidding.
Dude
you.
On steroids, like puts his 80, arms on the table.
80% of the sales guys there were on roids, dude. Like they were fucking jacked.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to check in on
get
you.
Into a Kia?
So they really make it feel like a nightclub. A bunch of roided up dudes just bumping into you.
And right. Then they give us this bullshit.
So
offer.
The manager comes up and he's like. Yeah, you know, he's going to take care of you, you know. Yeah, what is it going to take for you to drive off to
for you to get out of my face?
So, I say I'm trading in a 98 Jeep Wrangler and a 2006 Audi. Now, 96 Jeep
Wrangler. Which a 98 Jeep Wrangler is well worth $9,000.
Well, the 98 Jeep Wrangler you could find online for 5-6 Gs because people collect the car. The Wrangler always has people collect it anyway. And a 2006 Audi. The guy comes back and they were only going to give me, and I swear to Christ, this is true, $3,000 for two cars in the trade.
What?
In the trade in value.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, hold on. I got $1,500 for my 2000 Celica that was beat to shit.
So they were trying to give me $3,000 for two cars. I look at the guy and I go.
Dude, they were totally lowballing you.
I know. I look at the guy.
Don't worry, we walked away from
it. Yeah, I look at the guy and I go, are you fucking kidding me? I go, $3,000 for two cars. I go, I'm not stupid. And I go, I know how much. He goes, yeah, but, you know, the Audi, you know, we could trade it in, and the Jeep's a 98. But so then they go, well, all right, fine. We'll give you $3,000 just for the Audi. So basically, then they switched. So not even for the Jeep. So basically, they were trying to get the Jeep for free, you know?
They would end up getting the Jeep. Yeah, that's bullshit. Fucking
idiots.
They know
I'm
how
not
much
gonna
money
do
they can get for
and
the
I'm
Jeep.
Gonna, I ain't going to do it anyway. So anyway. And
then it just became okay. How fast can we leave? Because obviously these guys aren't trying to.
Well,
help
yeah,
us.
And we say what we wanted our monthly payment to be, and they come back with a monthly payment that's at least $200 more than what we said. So
bullshit.
We look at it and we're like, "What? No, we can't afford this." I mean,
we just told you what we were.
So
looking
then the
for.
Guy goes, "Well, you know, why don't you just get it for this price and then keep the Jeep? And then when you sell the Jeep, I go, no, tell me what to do with my money." I told him, I go. I said, I'm not.
Because you're a Kia dealership. I'm not a millennial. I know how to fucking, like, sell cars. Fuck you.
I said, I'm not going to do that. So we walk up. We're going to walk away. Then the manager comes back. Because, well, you know. Oh, and then they try this tactic. They go, okay, so you need it at this price, and I need you to initial here. And we're like, what are we initialing for? We're not signing anything. You haven't even run our credit. But it's this tactic, I know, because when each LA sees, it's a sales tactic where if you get them to initial, then they feel they're invested. I'm not an idiot. So then they come back with a price, and we're like, no, we're going to walk away. We were fucking bombarded by three different people that wouldn't let us leave trying to figure out how. They can make the sale.
How many cuts did you get in your knuckles for punching people?
No, I didn't punch.
None.
I didn't punch anybody.
As we were walking out the door, they're like, "Have you thought about a lease?"
And I, the guy goes, "Have you thought about?"
No.
You thought about eating my dick?
The guy says, "Have you thought about a lease?" I go to him. I go, "No, I don't want a lease." And he goes, "Why not?" And I go, "Because I don't want a lease." I'm not going to explain it to a 27-year-old dude on a cycle of Test and Deca fucking talking down to me because I want to buy a car. Fuck you, bro. You work at a Kia dealership, all right? And I know the turnover rate of car dealerships. Like, when you work at a car dealership, you work at 10 of them because they're always leaving.
Yep.
And dude, it was like I don't know what they're doing, but I'm like, you know. Oh, and then the other thing is, oh, yeah, you know, but you get free car washes. And, oh, well, I get free car washes.
So I'll just drive miles out of my way because you'll wash my car.
Oh, well, then of course.
And mind you, those free car washes, they basically just slap soap from a bucket and then they just dry it off. It's not a good car wash.
Anyway, so obviously we left and we didn't, but it's just the experience to me is the worst. I don't fucking like it. I wish car shopping was easier because you know that the price that's on the window is not actually what you could talk them down to.
Yep.
And I don't like that. I hate any shopping where you have to haggle. Like, it feels to me, walking onto a car lot feels to me like getting off at a port of call on a cruise ship, where you're just
pretty
being
much
hassled by a bunch of people trying to, you know, sell you shoddy things and you have to haggle with everybody. I don't want that, you know? And then there's other.
So then Royce the Fitton, I gotta tell you, man. Lexus.
If I cannot afford a Kia Optima, John, I could guarantee you I cannot afford a Lexus that would accommodate me.
All I gotta say is, look at me.
Yeah.
And I'm driving a Lexus.
I know, and you live with your grandma, John. I don't can't afford a Lexus. I have to pay for the house and my fucking gasoline.
I'm with Royce on this one.
Fuck.
That house bill, you know, that'll hurts.
Fucking that's a big ouchie coming out of the bank every month. A big ouchie.
The ouchie fool.
Yeah.
Bless you.
And we're also coming from a place where we own all of our cars, so any type of additional car payment is more than what we're used to.
I
wish I could
car. Wanted to, because Maul's talking about Street Fighter, I wanted to just destroy the Kia Optima like Ryu during the bonus round of Street Fighter.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
Beat the
you
shit
totally
out of it.
Done it because it's a Kia.
Because fuck you, you're selling Kias. Like, how dare you?
They made us go through so much fucking small talk as we waited for them to crunch numbers. And
I fake used the bathroom once because I just wanted to get away from sitting there waiting.
How many cardboard cutouts of rodents did they have in their Kias?
One. I saw one.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, they had the rodents in
so
there.
So yeah.
But he kept the mind-boggling. His math was bothering the shit out of me because he did the printout like going thousands of dollars more than what I expected to be, and then like breaking it down like this is a good deal, and we're looking at him like, no, I don't even know where to begin to haggle this, no. And then he just kind of starts circling numbers and then says, well, what if I did this? And I'm like,
no,
what does that mean? What did you do?
What were
you
your
just
payments gonna be like 500
you just
a month?
Circled, no, it was like 300 a month, but I'm just like, no, dude, this is a Kia.
And they're like, oh, but we could always drop the payments if you go out to 72 months. I'm like, yeah, no, sure. Absolutely, because I'm sure my Kia is going to be a collectible. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but the interest that you're going to pay over 72 months is going to be way fucking more. It's going to be, you're going to pay double for the car.
I know. And anyway,
but
so
his stupid math. Just what if? And really, he would just underline or circle something. It's like, well, what if I did that? I'm like, you didn't
change
anything.
And you could tell he's a douchebag because at one point Maria was like, oh yeah, you know, I listen to just audiobooks when I'm driving. I'm listening to Game of Thrones now, and he's like, have you heard of? And I forgot what he said. This book. I'm like, no.
It was like a sales.
It was
tactic.
A book about sales tactics.
And
I'm
like,
why would I have heard of that book?
How would you have related to
did
me
they
when
look
I
like
just
they
said
all CrossFit?
I'm like, dude, I just said Game of Thrones, and you're trying to relate to me with business sales?
I don't know, man, but again, it's a fucking worse. And then, you know, there's places like CarMax or whatever where the price is the price, and they don't make commission, but those places are bad, too.
Yeah,
those
because...
Yeah, when I was trading
to trade
in my...
in your car.
Yeah, when I was trading in my car, I was just curious. I just went over there, dropped in my car. And
yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you $300 for it. I'm like... No, go fuck yourself. It was a 2000 Toyota Celica. It wasn't in the greatest shape, but it was worth more than $300.
Yeah.
And
then
a couple months
final
later,
offer, pencils, a stick of bubble gum, and some fucking pogs.
Yeah, CarMax CarMax is like a GameStop for cars.
Yeah. Well, a couple months later, I went to a different dealership when I finally traded in my car and got my truck. They gave me $1,500 for the car. So that's a big difference.
Yeah, those CarMax things where there's no haggle situation, it's no haggle because it's a bad deal to begin with, but you just don't have to deal with any people.
Then they throw in there like, oh, hey, we go off of Kelly's Blue Book. And if you go on the website, you look at the Kelly's Blue Book and you accurately like depict on what your car is worth. They go twice below what the grading scale is of your car.
Who is this?
On Kelly's Blue Book.
Who's this motherfucking Kelly person? And why the fuck are we taking this person's word over anybody else's for cars? I don't really like them.
Anywho, so More to come.
Terrible. That's like a do more car. You understand? It's fucking. I know. I hate it.
Just the worst.
I hate it because because the thing is, all I want to do as soon as they start talking, like within 2 minutes, you go fuck you. but you can't because that's how it is at all of them, and you need a car. You know what other options?
At least for me, at least for me, when I bought my truck, I was going on Auto Trader. You know, and I was looking for my truck for, you know, months, probably 6 months or 8 months, maybe even a year. I was just right. casually browsing, whatever. And eventually I found one. I was just watching it for a while, and then I saw it dropped in price for like $2,000 or something like that. I'm like, oh,
right.
Well, I want a truck. I'm going to go check it out. So I drive there, mm-hmm. and it's nighttime, and it's middle of winter, and the salesman comes up, well, what are you looking for? I'm like, well, I'm looking for this exact truck. I want to see that one. Right. That's the only one I want to look at. So I looked at it, drove around, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the one I ended up picking, but
right.
I looked at it forever. I didn't go, well, I kind of want this. I kind of want that. Like, no, I want this truck. And,
right.
You know.
And that's the other thing. They always try to you tell them a number and they don't give a fuck. Like they still want to show you something. Like they think that no even though you fuck you
because they think that the consumer is like fucking dumber than a bag of bricks and they're like, oh no, this is the sales pitch, so this is the number we're supposed to give you. It's like, no, motherfucker, this is how much the car is worth. I don't care about your fucking dealer fees and what other thing you're trying to throw at me.
Yeah.
This is the number. You're going to make money either way, so fucking work with me.
Yeah, it's almost like you need to come up with your own contract draft and just walk in and be like, can you agree to this? Where you have to do all your homework at home and bring it in so that you don't have to do any of that stupid-ass negotiating there.
But yeah, it's almost as bad as trying to sell shit at a pawn shop. It's like, okay, for a pawn shop, it's like, all right, let's see how much money I want to make and how much money you think this thing can sell for. So you like say, okay, I want $500 for this thing that you'll only probably get maybe $200 for when it's really worth like $300.
My point is car dealerships are worse than ISIS.
Yes.
I've never bought a car from a dealership ever. I've always gotten... like a straw deal or someone I knew or, you know, through deal. Craigslist or, you know, things like that. It wasn't through any kind of a dealership at all, ever in my lifetime. I'm 32. I've always bought cars from any other means than the dealership based on everything you guys just described.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
If you can.
I mean, if you cash, can, I've but never, if, I've you never have had the, a car if you have payment, the cash I've on hand, bought, sure.
I always buy any car I've ever had. I've always bought straight up cash. So
good for you.
Yeah. No, it's not like I am really rich or anything. Like the car I have right now is like $2,000. Like it's a 1990 Jeep Cherokee, and that thing is going to run longer after I die because they made Jeeps really well in the 90s and 80s, and then they were like, shit. We're not selling any more cars because all of our cars run forever. So if you can get a car like in those, you know, in that range where they're built to and all the parts were replaceable and it was really easy to fix and work on, unlike your Audi, Royce.
Go with that. Shit. The Audis are made to drive for 5 years and after that they fall apart.
Fall apart.
Pretty much.
Volkswagen pieces of shit.
My 1990 Jeep Cherokee is, I love it because it's a rickety piece of shit, but man, it runs like a beauty.
I've legitimately looked into buying a couple year old Prius because what? 51 miles per gallon, man.
Yeah, but 51. Then once you have to replace the battery, it's like.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but the problem is then I can start calling you punchy.
That's a good point.
There you go. Yeah, that's don't get a Prius. Point. Based on. On the animals in this station, don't get yourself a Prius.
Oh,
for the love
care.
Of God. I don't want you to go through that abuse.
I don't care. It wouldn't bother me.
We're just honestly.
I'll make it bother you.
Yeah, we're honestly just like, what's the long-term best deal for buying a car for a while?
An old car. That's the best long-term. You can't get your Uber shit out of it, but...
Well, that's the thing is that's the part of the requirement is we got to be able to make sure it's Uber okay. So we have a lot of requirements.
don't know.
I don't know, man. But new cars are getting ridiculous. I don't know how people buy new cars anymore.
That's like, what I keep wondering. They keep going up and up because they have, like, there are all these regulations for having a certain mile or MPG, you know, so that they're eco-friendly and all this other stuff. Like, it's making, like, a normal car be a, like, base model $20,000. Like, you can't find, unless you want to go with a Kia Rio or
a Honda Fit,
like, you can't find a new car or even a two-year-old car for under $15,000 anymore.
New York Times did an article. It was new cars are too expensive for the typical family, study finds. As prices for new vehicles continue to rise, the cost of the average new car may be a stretch for a typical household. The new analysis from Bankrate.com found that medium-income households could not afford the average price of a new vehicle in any of the 50 largest cities in the country. Though cars are more affordable in some cities than others, the new reality is that cars are becoming more expensive. People are having to make tough decisions about financing. The average price of a new car or light truck in 2016 is $34,000, according to Kelly Blueblood.
Who can afford that?
What the fuck? Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I had to pay $300 a month for my car.
Like, who can
afford that? Well, the thing is
that,
like, nobody, the majority of people that I know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
How much do you pay a month, John?
$300 a month, and it's a $70,000 car.
How many months?
Like a year and a half, probably. Like, so like 18 months.
Just how? How does that
work? How much money did you put down?
The math doesn't add up.
I didn't put any money down. I don't know what you guys are asking me now.
How long is the lease?
John
has friends that work at a dealership.
Well, and also he's been paying that much so far. He's not saying that's how much it is overall.
I know, but that's my point. How many years was it financed for?
It was just 18 months.
That's only $5,400.
Usually it's 60 months or 72 months.
We don't need to break down.
Anyway, the average price of a new car, light truck.
Everyone should be driving a Lexus. That's all I have to say.
No, we don't.
In 2016, is about $34,000. Bankrate calculated affordable purchase price for major cities used blah 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 blah. In lower income cities, however, affordable purchase price for a typical family are far below the average new car. In Hartford, Connecticut, where the median income is about $29,000, affordable purchase price is about $8,000, about a quarter of the average of a new car price. Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
How are people buying and selling new cars? Like, I just don't understand it.
They aren't. Everybody's doing what I'm doing. They're buying older cars that have been maintained correctly.
But why do I see so many Audis and BMWs and Mercedes and stuff on the road? Like, how?
Leasing
is so fucking stupid, though, because you don't own anything.
I know. Mitch, you're preaching to the choir here. But to answer Marie's question, that's why. You're leasing cars. Nobody's buying cars. They're leasing cars. It's rent.
Have you guys heard about Lexus?
John, please stop.
Shut up. Honey, Marie, have you ever leased a car?
No.
Or thought about leasing a car?
No.
No, it's fucking stupid. And the Kia guy, of
course. It really is.
Well, what about a lease? What about go fuck yourself?
Yeah, how about
that's
no?
That's the point. No one's buying cars. Everybody's leasing cars.
Because then you got to like drive it a certain amount of miles. You can't do this. You can't do that with a lease, but not with Lexus.
I don't know, man. I was reading.
Are you getting paid by them, you shill? Like, what's happening here?
I mean, remember, I almost did a freaking commercial for fucking Nissan doing the Subaru, man.
But that's not
my question.
So I'm doing something right.
You're not answering my question. Are you being sponsored by Lexus?
You
right
might be
now?
Doing something.
I mean,
right.
I may have.
Because if you are, I don't want you coming on this radio program and not letting the rest of us get in the cut of your sweet deal, my friend.
Yeah. Since I came on at 11:25, I've been talking about Lexus.
You have said it at least 12 times.
We need to stop saying it because we're not getting paid to say it.
We're not
getting
paid.
I don't know. I don't know.
John's getting paid. We're not getting paid.
I don't know your $5,400 Lexus that you pay with your 18-month lease for $300, which is math doesn't add up.
Which makes no sense at all.
Fucking know what you're doing. But you know what? Why don't you stop mentioning? Glad you got a Lexus. I'm trying to afford a Kia. All right?
I'm not rubbing in people's faces.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You're rubbing it right now, Kate. cheeks.
I've had so many friends like living down here, not in Orlando, and they go like, oh man, I wish I can go into Lexus. I'm like, hey, here's this guy, my friend I went to high school with. He can hook.
Shut up. How about your friends right here on the air who aren't getting paid the way you're getting paid with your little
John
show deal?
Because nobody's committing. They all think I'm just doing a shill deal. If anybody on this program
wants to get a Lexus, they totally can. John, stop sounding crazy, first of all.
John is...
I've been sounding crazy since 2001.
John is That's white. True. John drives a Lexus, and he voted for Donald Trump. You're everything the left hates. You know that, right?
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
You park if $300 and your car $70,000, John, your lease has to be 193 months.
Who said I was leasing?
Sorry, your fucking your finance payments are 193 months.
Yeah, the whole leasing thing I've never really understood.
That's why I don't lease.
You're renting a car.
That's a 233 month lease.
And then you have a mile cap. You can only drive it so many miles because if you go over the mileage, they charge you for every mile over.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand
it. Why don't you want a lease? I don't know. Fucking nightclub Kia dealer guy.
Lease a Kia.
Here's what they do, Royce, is that like you get to a certain mileage on the car that you just leased,
you set it on fire,
change it out for a different car with a new lease. Like it's weird, but I'm going to go ahead and a limb and say 30% of all the cars on the road are leased.
Well, I'm going to find out. Do more people?
Do you really love paying for things but not actually owning them? Then you should lease.
Well, have you not seen Rent-A-Center commercials, dude? Like Dude, it's the same thing with like renting an apartment. I rented it for years, and like instead of actually going, oh, okay, maybe I should just pony up and actually buy something that's substantial so I can own it. But it's a here and now type of feeling for people. Same with cars. Same with washing machines, I guess, these days. Same thing with
apartments.
You're
leasing your washing machine?
Appliances in general.
Where do you buy your shit? Rent-A-Center?
That's what I...
Yeah,
did he just wear the beef?
Yeah, he did.
Again. He wears beef again. He really twice on one show.
He did, because he was
John, totally did.
He wears the beef dit bad.
He
earlier.
Was looking up the statistics.
I was looking
someone.
Up statistics
I
for
you. I know that's what you were doing, but I still can't let you get away with that one. Are you serious? Twice on one show?
Well,
get better.
You were.
What happened?
I didn't have a week vacation to fucking rest up like you did.
Yes. Yeah, what the hell? Man.
You were right. You were right.
No. You'll get no. This is on you right now. Don't try to turn.
Oh,
it on
I don't
me.
Care. I'm not. We're I'm not trying to turn it on
twice
you.
Twice in one show.
You know what? You need to just like come up with a shorter "Where's the beef" button, so you can just hit the button and we can move on.
Right. I mean, I don't mind taking it, but at least when we bomb, it's a quick bomb clip. But Jesus Christ.
No.
You just cut. Stop. That's so loud. It's so obnoxious. Why don't you just cut up the original "Where's the beef" and make it a button and we move on?
But that means,
or
work.
You know, you can always get into like a 4-door IS350.
I don't want a Lexus.
All of you guys are so
you don't
annoying
know
right
that.
Now. Royce, what'd you
I
find?
Think when he said I don't want a Lexus, would that pretty much did not said that he doesn't want a Lexus.
Auto leasing gains popularity among American consumers because cars aren't affordable, like you said, Dutch. That's what the same.
Do they
New
have
York
a percentage
article.
Of how many?
It doesn't really say the exact amount, but it says the automaker 16.5 new vehicles sold in the United States was the highest since. Blah blah blah.
I just want a flashy number.
Okay, so what's the math on it though? What's a lease cost versus buying? So buying is like what, $300 a month, whatever. What's a lease cost? $200 a month?
27% of people lease cars according to this article.
Oh my god, you were so close.
27%.
But you went over, so here's a nice parting gift.
It used to be 22%.
Is it a Lexus?
No.
Oh.
Does anyone know what the average lease price is, though, like per month?
Hey, what are they? $500.
Why would a lease be more expensive than buying?
because fuck you. I don't
know. Elise's a morgue. Usually Elise's cheaper.
No, I'm just curious because Elise is only 5 or 6 years or whatever, or a buying is 5 or 6 years.
In terms of out-of-pocket expenses, leasing costs $4,628 less over 6 years than buying a new car, excluding any repair costs the new car might incur. The out-of-pocket cost of buying
so maybe like $187?
The out-of-pocket cost of buying a used car is $3,112 cheaper than leasing, and a whopping $7,000 cheaper than buying a new car. So buying a used car is the best bet.
Well, see, okay, so over 6 years, yeah, leasing's going to be cheaper, but what about the seventh or eighth year when you still own your car now,
then you lease another car.
But the lease price doesn't go away. You now own your car after 6 years. You don't have any more payments on it.
Well, the point they would say is, okay, after the amount of time, you have the brandest, newest, awesomest car when you just switch over from one to the next.
But no payments with a used car, with the car you own.
Right, but that car is 10 years, 6 years, however many years that your lease would it. Dude,
used car, it depends on how the person takes care of the car. So, I mean, you can get
You're missing what Mitch is saying. Mitch is saying, like, you know, like, why would you? The reason why anybody would lease is that every time your lease is up, you trade up for the newest, awesomest car that's on the market.
But I don't care about that.
Yeah, I know exactly. You don't. I'm just talking about the assholes who do.
Assholes that do are assholes.
It's the same assholes.
I'm not an asshole.
It's the same assholes that want to upgrade to the latest iPhone the moment it goes out.
Like, no, those guys are cunts.
Do you know what I just did the other day? I downgraded from my 6S down back to a 5 because my thumb actually reaches up and I can touch everything. I downgraded my phone to a 5.
People still ask me what my phone is, and I'm like, it's a Note 3 with a double battery.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't upgrade anything.
Yeah, your phone's weird.
I have an S5. And
saw it when I was in Florida. It was weird.
Exactly. Everyone's like, what the hell is that? I'm like,
It's a brick.
It's a
fucking phone.
It's a big screen with a double battery, so I can go 2 days without having to charge it, and I'm not stranded. It's wonderful.
Mitch, it looks like an actual brick. Like a mortar brick. You're like looking at the thing going like, what the fuck? I remember looking at that. Yeah.
And it still does all the things.
Look, if it works for you, then that's all that matters, right?
It still does all the things, and I don't care that it's a brick because I have a big purse. Who the fuck cares?
I want a flip phone. I'm bringing a flip phone back. Bringing it back.
You know who's already ahead of you on that one?
That's actually been coming back full circle.
Ari Shaffir is all over that.
Yeah, I read that somewhere that he said
the smartphone, and he went straight back, and he's like, people who actually care about me can call me on my flip phone. By the way, Ari Shaffir is the comic who does This Is Not Happening.
I thought he was an amazing racist, so he's a douche.
Same thing. Both things.
What if I don't like talking to people on the phone, though?
Then you can't have a flip phone.
T9 texting thing?
Dude, I could probably still do it. I haven't done it in years,
I was
a master when it was around.
We're going to do that one day. We have to find some old flip phones and have a text racing contest, see who's faster.
Who knows how to do T9 better than the rest of the
other
ones.
I think I'll beat the shit out of you.
Nah, I'm pretty good at you.
What was your flip? What was your last flip before? What was your last phone before you went to a smartphone?
Oh, shit.
Nokia. The ones with like the walkie-talkie function.
Yeah, oh, you're so gay. Yeah, I had one of those.
Why gay?
Those were so stupid.
You had Nextel?
They were stupid, but my company was the one who bought them.
Yeah, I had those too. The Nextel, the Motorola Nextels?
Yes.
Yeah, I had those for my company too.
It was a color screen, and whenever it rang, it had like 3 different LEDs in like the perimeter of like the speaker, so it looked like a Christmas tree whenever someone would call me.
Yeah. We had like same thing, Dutch. I had like because you know the AC company. We had the rugged Nextel, like they were yellow and they had padding on them.
They marked them like they. This is a workplace phone. Like this thing can withstand anything, and they broke the second you drop them.
Here's what it looks like in the chat room. This is the one I had.
Let me find the one I had.
You
had the yellow one,
but
I hated
the same.
Well, we didn't have a choice because it was the business ones. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only ones that they, you know, they bought. Like, it was cheap to buy a bunch of those.
I posted in the chat the LG swipe phone that had the keyboard behind the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was the transitional smartphone.
I had one of those, yes.
I loved that
thing.
I
loved that one.
Oh, my God, the keyboard was amazing to use.
My first smartphone was a BlackBerry.
Boo.
Well, because it worked. My smartphone was a BlackBerry, and then I went to Android.
This is the last phone I had before I had a smartphone.
Yes. I hated the fucking walkie-talkie thing because people would just click it and go, rah, 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 and just start talking. Like, wait, what? Hold on. It's not by my ear.
Because they didn't have the whole, like, because when you would let up on your traditional walkie-talkies, when you let up on it, it either gives a beep or it gives, like, a psht. To let you know, that person has let up on the thing. With these ones, it was a two-way walkie-talkie. So look, both of you could have your thumb down, and you're hearing both of you at the same time. It was awful.
Dutch, look at the chat room. Look at Maul's current phone. Scroll one up from Mitch's.
Oh, man. That old LG, it almost looks like a Palm Pilot.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Molly, just go get yourself a new phone.
Why? It works for her.
She has, like Marie said, another one of those transitional phones where you have, it looks like a BlackBerry.
Transitional,
but
right.
It's an LG, and it has, like, a little games icon and the old school internet.
Dutch,
what do you surf the net on that? With Edge?
Stop phone shaming her. If it works for her.
No, I'm going to phone shame this bitch all night long. Get a fucking 4. I don't care what version. Get an actual smartphone, and then you'll actually feel like you're connected to the rest of the world.
If you're poor, get a Metro PCS one.
Stop it.
Get a Metro PCS smartphone. Get one of those. But what is this?
They cost $10 these days.
Don't let them get to you.
These look
No, I'm not trying to get to her. I'm just telling her.
That looks like a phone that they would use in one of the first Jason Bourne movies.
She's the smartest one because those are the ones that are harder to track and hack, and she's going to be protected when AI takes over the world.
Maul says, I can't. I'm poor Dutch. I'm in West Virginia. What do you want from me?
I just said they cost $10 these days. As long as you dude, it doesn't matter what your I don't know what her provider is, but every 2 years they give you a free upgrade.
To be fair,
is Treadstone.
To be fair, she's in West Virginia, so her provider's probably Sears. So, you know,
so they give free upgrades every 2 years. No matter what your provider is, they give you free upgrades.
Yeah,
because they want you to use that provider.
Well, they want you to use more data so they can charge you, because it's not the phone that's where they make the money. It's in the data plan and the monthly fee.
That's my point.
She's
smart. Do you think if she were to get like an iPhone 4? Let's just say.
So why does it have to be an iPhone? Why can't you get a Droid?
Maul, who's your provider? Who's your provider?
Whatever.
Who's your provider, Maul? I want to know. Because if it's any of the big ones, like everybody said.
You have for free. They give you free upgrades.
She bought the phone at Dollar General.
Oh, how do you afford internet access?
See, you're still phone shaming her. Maul,
I'm internet shaming her. I'm phone shaming her.
She's probably doing better than everyone else in her town. So leave her be.
It is West Virginia. By the way, that's like the most we've gotten out of her. I did not know where she was from until just now.
I knew where she was from. She said it before.
Oh, well, I didn't.
She's probably said it, but I didn't care.
Yeah, you're kind of a... Yeah.
I can't believe iPhones are winning the phone race.
They might charge her extra upgrading from analog to digital, though, because that's a fucking old phone. My parents use AT&T. Okay, then guaranteed AT&T has
upgrades. A free upgrade.
Yeah.
You have your – you know what? Tell your parents, hey, by the way, all of our phones, if you're still on your parents' plan, tell them, like, yeah, that we have free upgrades, because every 2 years they give you a free upgrade. That's the whole point of signing up with any of these providers.
Or you can switch providers, because they usually give you good deals to switch over.
Yeah, that too.
But let her be. Let her do what she wants.
No.
No, I want her to get a better phone.
Yeah.
I want her to listen to us on the road and not have to be, you know, sitting there Listen to us now.
You could get an unlocked on eBay. You get an unlocked AT&T factory unlocked iPhone 4S for $70.
$70.
That's on eBay. You could get an iPhone 4 3G for $39.
Right, there you go. But here's the thing, is that stuff is all good and fine if you don't have an existing plan. If she has an existing plan, I guarantee she has a free upgrade.
But if she bought it at the Dollar General, she probably want one of those burn phones that the spies use in the movies that they throw away. Like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe she's a spy.
That would make sense.
Now it's all coming together.
Up until recently, her dad was using a phone from 2003. Is she a time traveler?
I think so. She's a Time Lord spy.
22 years old, and she's using a phone that they used, I think, in Goodfellas. So, you know.
How weird is it, though, when you see someone using, like, today, using a flip phone or one of these, like an old BlackBerry or something?
Unless they're being a hipster, then it would be weird. Because, like, if you see someone doing that, you're looking at, like, their outfit going, like, is this a hipster who's just trying to, like, go against the norm? I haven't seen anyone without a smartphone in the last five years.
We had when we were fostering that little tiny black dog, Sarah.
African American.
Yes.
Caucasian American. I don't know.
When we were fostering Sarah, the foster people, the people that eventually adopted her, came over here and she's like, oh, I want to show you a picture of this thing, whatever animal it was. And she pulled out a flip phone and pulled it on. Like, and I'm just looking at this thing. I'm like, wow, that's a really shitty picture on a shitty phone. That's all I could think about. Then I was like, wow, you have a flip phone. This is 2016.
Mal says she has a $1.20 in the bank, so that's the problem, apparently.
How's that Democratic Party working for you there, Mal?
It's doing good, huh?
There you go. Share with everyone.
By the way, before we leave, 20-year anniversary of Space Jam today.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
The most pointless.
Did everyone see the super moon?
Yeah, it was like the regular moon, but more boring.
It looked like a regular moon. Like, yes. Here's the thing.
The regular moon.
Chelsea, I guarantee. Oh, hold on. Royce, Mitch, did your girlfriends tell you about it and you found out about it after the fact?
No,
or
did you know
ahead of time?
No, I
knew, but I saw it on Facebook, but I made fun of it.
Marie said it, and I went outside and I was like, it looks like the moon.
We went out, we walked dogs yesterday, and we saw it. We're like, that doesn't look brighter or closer than any other.
It's a conspiracy theory by NASA to get us interested in space again. Well, I'll tell you what, that was anticlimactic.
I'm posting my picture of the supermoon in the chat right now.
Is it a tortilla out of the window?
It's not.
Okay. No, that's daytime. That's just the sky.
No, you can see the moon there.
Where?
I was making fun of everyone because I was taking the shittiest photo I possibly could of the moon.
It's not a good picture.
The moon.
It's your hand driving.
Telephone pole. Your hand.
No, there's a moon. There's the moon over there. It's kind of in the middle.
What may look like
it's just coming over the tree line.
Superman.
You really are.
And I just typed in, oh my god, supermoon exclamation mark.
My favorite joke was someone that just said, maybe the supermoon doesn't want to be photographed, guys.
That was me.
Was that you? Good job.
That was me, yeah.
It made me laugh.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Why are you better?
Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I block in assholes that are disrupting the natural flow of traffic.
Mitch?
I am better than you because I may have heard where Maul was from, but I didn't care.
Royce?
I'm better than you because this show is brought to you by Lexus. Lexus. Jewish guilt got you down and you can't buy a Mercedes? Buy a Lexus.
John? Is Cake still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go ahead. Why are you better?
Because I don't have to lease my Lexus.
Oh, I already did a Lexus one. So 2000 lease.
Damn it. I was going to say, I've never leased a car in my life. It was going to be my better. But now I can't say anything because you guys both took
money. All right. Well, Hippo Juice tomorrow.
Hippo Juice from 7 to 9 here on morelikeradio.com. If you'd like to tune in, please do that. That show's a lot better than this one.
It is. I agree.
Oh, also shout out to Miami MILF who bumped into our friends Ramcat Jackson and Buttercup Sunset at Epcot this past weekend.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. All right.
Wait, so I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow because I guarantee Mark will bring it up. But hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Hippo Juice 7 to 9. Anything else?
That's about it.
All right, Dutch and Roy. See you guys next week.